lucky few.
Let's go to Greg in Salem. Greg, you're on the Lars Larson Show.
Thanks, Rob. Thanks for taking my call.
My pleasure.
Hey, I just wanted to talk a little bit today about Jeff Merkley. I know you guys were talking about him earlier, and he's in the news again today for flouting the federal election law with the quote-unquote issue ads that he's doing.
Yeah, that's right. Gordon Smith is taking him to task for that, for staying on those ads, which basically amount to a campaign contribution that aren't being reported into his PACs.
Exactly. Well, you know, it's just typical of Jeff Merkley and the way he disregards the rules, raising money for himself during the special session this year.
Yeah, those robocalls that he made after supporting the law that made them illegal.
Exactly. Pulling a tracker for his campaign against Steve Novick after he took Gordon Smith to task for the same thing. So it's just a litany of issues with him. But the one I want to bring up today, and I'd like to hear your opinion of it, is the Employee Free Choice Act, which is actually incredibly misnamed because it takes away choice for employees in the workplace.
Yes.
Away that private ballot.
Yes.
And I know Merkley has come out in support of this, said he would help pass the legislation if he's elected. What are your thoughts on this, and how do we get the mainstream media and how do we get voters more educated about this? I know there's an effort underway right now to do that. I'm part of a group, Oregonians for Employee Freedom, that's trying to get the word out.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm curious to know your opinion of it and where you stand.
Yeah, you know, Merkley supported this in the last legislative session as well. It was known as card check, the card check law. And they passed it in Oregon. It was one of the union agenda items for the last session when they finally had control of both houses. And they had, of course, the governor who would sign this legislation. It's a travesty. It's just ridiculous to think they're taking away the secret ballot in union elections. No longer is there any secret ballot when a shop is asked if it wants to go union. Now all the people have to do, if a majority of the workers sign a card saying we want union representation, then all of a sudden they are organized with no secret vote. And this lays it open to unbelievable intimidation and manipulation. Can you imagine the meeting? We're going to have a floor meeting. Everybody come into a room. Here's your cards. Now, who's not signing? I want everybody to tell me. Look at your neighbors. See who is signing and who's not signing. Let's visit the homes of the people who haven't signed and explain to them the benefits of the union, if you know what I mean. This is just amazing. And I find it highly ironic that so-called Democrats, big D Democrats, care so little about the little d democratic process that they are okay with getting rid of the secret ballot when people are deciding something that's going to impact their workplace.
Exactly. Well, and how ironic is it? Jeff Merkley was just chosen as his party's standard bearer to face Gordon Smith in the general election by a private ballot.
Yep.
Oregonians voted in their home in secret on a mail-in ballot. And yet he's turned around and is trying to take away that fundamental American right from workers in the workplace.
Yeah, it is something else. And you know what? It's just part of the union agenda. And I understand why unions want it. It makes it easier for them to organize. And they're all about increasing their roles because that increases the dues that the union brass get access to. And so I get that. But, you know, I think we need to be talking about this a lot as Republicans, as conservatives, and pointing out what the Democrats are doing on behalf of the unions. Because, you know, to think that, I mean, I can't imagine the argument that says we need to take away a secret ballot. I guess I've heard them talk about, you know, the shenanigans that employers might do in order to prevent unions from organizing and lies they might tell their employees about unions and blah, 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 blah. But the card check law in Oregon is for public sector, correct?
Correct. This
okay.
is national legislation that would deal with the private sector.
Right, but in Oregon, it's for the public sector.
Right.
And so, in essence, all those arguments that, you know, may have some merit somehow when applied to the private sector have none at all when applied to the public sector. And so
right.
to pass that law in Oregon covering public sector unionizing makes absolutely no sense at all.
Right. Well, the other thing is, you know, all you have to do is it's the old follow the money trail. As you mentioned, the unions want to increase their membership, which means they increase their dues.
Right.
That means that the union bosses are going to have more money to pad their six-figure salaries with, but it also means they can buy more politicians like Jeff Merkley.
That's right.
To increase their political power.
That's absolutely right, and that's what the unions are all about.
So
I appreciate the call, Greg. Thanks a lot.
You bet. Thanks, Rob.
Yeah, the card check system is really bad. And you've probably heard some ads on this station and others. There were some very clever TV advertisements as well that were pointing out the problem with not allowing secret ballots when employees are making unionization decisions.